Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, save an extra 15% with your coupon from JCP.com. Also, get up to 60-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card. Offers valid until 9/8. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or JCP.com for details.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move is going to be made the first week of July. So from now until June 27th, you're still going to the current location. But starting July 8th, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road opens July 8th. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333.
No matter what your past credit, no matter how much you owe on your trade, no matter if you tried to buy at another deal and were turned down, Sunrise Buick GMC can get you financed. There's never been a better time to trade. Sunrise has hundreds of new vehicles and over $5 million in used car inventory, specializing in cars and trucks under $10,000. Sunrise has the lowest prices and will not be undersold. Bad credit, bankrupt, slow pay. Sunrise gets you financed when no one else can. Check out the inventory and apply online at SunriseMemphis.com. The blowout sale going on now at all Sunrise locations, Covington Pike, Wolf Chase, and Collierville.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle is producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions.
Our daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope John Calipari and Mike Krzyzewski, other coaches around this country who have been employed at their current jobs longer than the Memphis coach has, thought that they were going to be the only ones having a pro day in advance of this season, because we found out early this morning, courtesy of ESPN's Jonathan Givony, that Memphis has scheduled a pro day. It's going to be October 7th. And I would imagine every NBA franchise, maybe most general managers, will be in attendance for a couple different reasons. One is because Memphis has got two projected lottery picks on its roster. Two, because another projected top 10 pick will be playing inside FedEx Forum the day after Memphis's pro day, and those two things are not a coincidence. We'll get into that momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425, Ian Rappaport's an NFL insider for the NFL Network. I'll talk to him about all the big stories in the NFL. Baker Mayfield, Daniel Jones, the latest with the Ezekiel Elliott a contract stare down. And the Patriots, Patrick Chung, indicted today on felony cocaine possession charge. That can't possibly be good just a few weeks.
No, I wouldn't think so.
In front of the start of the season. Talk to Ian Rappaport about all things NFL. We'll do that at 425. When I finish that, I'm going to take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 444, at which point I'm going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them Jim Harbaugh, in an excerpt from a book that will be released soon. Says it's hard to beat the cheaters in the SEC. Is that a fair point? or just excuse making. We'll get into that right around 4:44. The Tigers did indeed beat the Houston Astros last night. So, if you had your eyeballs on it, what you were watching is one of the biggest upsets in Major League Baseball history from a gambling perspective. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. Team USA, which has had one player after another drop out, which raised real questions about, you know, whether that team is going to be able to win a gold medal at the FIBA World Cup. Got a win over Australia early this morning, in front of an incredible crowd in excess of more than 50,000 people. Give you the details on that just before 5 o'clock. And there's a new 30 for 30 podcast that Ramona Shelburne reported and voiced about Donald Sterling. And because I drive, I drive 45 minutes now every morning taking my oldest son to school, I got a lot of time in the car before the Jeff Calkins show starts. So I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. It could not be better.
Oh, really?
It is unbelievable. Five-part series. I've completed the first three parts already. I'll give you some interesting notes from that podcast. We'll do that during Four Notable Stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. 5:25, Jonathan Gavone from ESPN, the person who broke the news about Penny's pro day. He'll join me. I'll discuss it with him, and then I'll do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with, yes, Penny Hardaway's first pro day as head coach of the Memphis Tigers. Reported this morning by Jonathan Gavone. It is scheduled for October 7th. And what's most interesting about that is that October 7th doesn't just seem to be a random day. October 7th, follow me here, Bennett, one day before October 8th. You knew that, right?
Yes.
October 7th, one day before October 8th. And on October 8th, the Memphis Grizzlies have a preseason game against the New Zealand Breakers. The New Zealand Breakers, of course, the team that signed R.J. Hampton, the five-star point guard, who was at least publicly, reportedly, considering the University of Memphis at one time, decided to skip college altogether and become a professional basketball player. He will be in the 2020 NBA draft and is projected to be a top 10 pick in the 2020 NBA draft. So if you put your pro day the day before that, listen, if you're Memphis, you can put your pro day anywhere. You've got the probable number one pick in the draft. People will come for it. But if you put it in front of the day R.J. Hampton's going to be inside FedEx Forum, basically every franchise, not basically, I'd be shocked if anything other than every franchise is represented in Memphis, because it's easy. You can go to Memphis, Tennessee, and in a matter of 2 days, see three projected top 10 picks work out.
Easy.
On October 7th, you go to the pro day. Then on October 8th, Penny will open practice to these same NBA people. And then on the night of October 8th, you go to FedEx Forum and you watch R.J. Hampton play against Ja Morant. I really do think every franchise would be here, and I don't want to overstate it, most general managers, at least half the general managers in the NBA will be in Memphis, because what you want to do, if possible, is make their jobs as easy as possible. Like in Lexington, what Memphis just did is not possible, because you can't say, come to Lexington, and then the next day another top 10 pick is going to be playing against an NBA team. That does not exist in the state of Kentucky, but it happens to exist in the city of Memphis. It's an actual recruiting tool. You can say, honestly, you come to Memphis, not only are you going to be surrounded by other NBA players, but you're in an NBA city. You play in the same building as an NBA team. Yep. NBA people are coming through anyway. Why wouldn't they just come see you while they're there? So you'll have more visibility than the average or than most college basketball programs. That's something that I know the Memphis staff sells. And from an NBA perspective, if Memphis is trying to make this as easy for you as possible, why wouldn't you take advantage of it? It's actually a little bit different deal, but same principle. It's something I've talked to ACC officials and Big Ten officials about. You know, they have the annual ACC Big Ten Challenge.
Yep.
And I've always told them, if you want to maximize media coverage, what you need to do every year is make sure Duke and North Carolina host the same year. The way it works is if you're an ACC team, you go on the road 1 year, then you get a home game the next. Then you're on the road next year, home game the next. Alternate every year. So I said, you guys need to make sure Duke and North Carolina are hosting same years, and on the road, same years, and playing on different days. Same thing with Michigan and Michigan State. Make sure Michigan and Michigan State are hosting on same years, traveling on same years, and playing on different nights. Why? Here's why. You tell a national college basketball writer he or she can fly into Raleigh and go see North Carolina on Tuesday night of the ACC Big Ten Challenge, host whomever. Let's say Indiana. Mm-hmm. North Carolina's hosting Indiana on Tuesday night. And then 7 miles away, the next day, Duke is hosting Michigan. Well, like, I'm going to go to Raleigh. I can see four top 20 teams, four of the biggest programs in America, however many pro prospects. Like, that would be a rule if I were running that event. Duke and North Carolina will host same year every year and play on different nights every year back-to-back, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday, however you want to do it. And same thing, Michigan and Michigan State. Those are four big programs. You make it where if you decide you're going to go to Detroit, you can fly to Detroit and then go to Ann Arbor, go to East Lansing. On back-to-back nights, you'll see high-level games featuring Michigan and Michigan State. And then if you want to go to the state of North Carolina, back-to-back nights, you'll see high-level games involving North Carolina Duke. For whatever reason, they do not do it that way. But if you wanted to ensure as many media people as possible are actually at your games, that is the way to do it. Same thing here. You want to ensure as many NBA people as possible are at your pro day, put it a 10-minute drive away from an NBA arena where RJ Hampton is going to be playing the following night. It's actually very, very smart. Nothing brilliant about having a pro day. All of the big-time programs that have big-time prospects, not all, most, a good bit, do that now. To not have a pro day when you've got two projected lottery picks would be actually crazy. So there's nothing brilliant about doing this. But it is really smart, at least thoughtful, to put it the day before RJ Hampton is playing in Memphis, because you're going to get people who would come here just for that. You're going to get people who would come here just to see James Wiseman and Precious Chua. Now you'll get even more people who go, well, I was on the fence about going, but, God, if we can go spend a afternoon seeing Precious Chua and James Wiseman and the other Memphis players, and then go to bed, have a nice meal, and then wake up the next day, go to a Memphis practice in the afternoon, and then when that's over, bounce over to FedEx Forum, watch RJ Hampton against John Morant. Like, how can I not go to that?
Right.
So I really do think every franchise will be here. I would think a good number of actual general managers, this actual decision makers in the NBA, they would be here as well. So this is all good stuff. Is it a big deal, though? Like, does it really matter? And I would argue yes, and for a couple different reasons. A, these people have seen James Wiseman, and they have seen Precious Achiuwa, probably not as much as they'd like, and certainly they would be the magnets that draw them to campus, but it's even better for somebody like Damian Ball, for somebody like Boogie Ellis, for somebody who isn't perceived to be DJ Jeffries, a one-and-done prospect. But suddenly you will be in front of all of these NBA people as if you were a one-and-done prospect. You hear it all the time at the grassroots level. A coach goes to an AAU event to see these two players while they're sees this other person, and suddenly that person's on the radar. I believe that's a story connected to Tyler Ulis, how he ended up at Kentucky. I think, as the story goes, John Calipari was in the gym watching somebody else and said, well, what about this little point guard? Like, why don't we take this kid? He's better than everybody else out here. Well, he's not ranked. Well, I don't care about the rankings. This kid's better than everybody else out here. That happens all the time in recruiting. It's less possible in terms of the NBA, because there's fewer opportunities in the NBA, but it's not crazy to think 12 general managers come to Memphis to see James Wiseman, to see Precious Achiuwa, and then they walk out going, yeah, I like those guys, but Lester Quinones, 6'5", nice body, really shoots it, tough. I don't know why he was ranked 57th in his high school class, but that's somebody we need to keep an eye on this season. It gives the other guys an opportunity to make a real impression on the people who quite literally hand out multimillion-dollar contracts. That's great. The other thing, more practical thing it does, is it takes something off the table that opposing coaches could theoretically use against you. Here's what I mean. If you're John Calipari, who invented the College Pro Day, by the way, this was his brainchild. Shortly after that, Mike Krzyzewski and several other coaches decided we will have one too. But nobody did this until John did it. It's another bit of evidence that he's a forward thinker and always trying to imagine something that gives Kentucky and himself an advantage in all of the ways they're trying to create advantages. If you don't have a pro day and you're recruiting against those guys, and Memphis is quite clearly recruiting against those guys,
right?
What John Calipari and Mike Krzyzewski can do when they sit down with a prospect is say, you know, in addition to I'm the coach at Kentucky, you're going to play in the SEC, here's my track record of putting guys in the NBA. Or in Mike's case, I'm the coach at Duke, here's my resume, here's my track record of putting guys in the NBA, here's my, you're going to play in the ACC, and all of those things. They can also say, and then, like, you know, 2 months before your freshman season, like, you realize every NBA franchise is going to come to town. We're going to have them there for a couple days. And they're going to be there not to see you in a way they might see you at the actual combine someday, where you're there with 60 other dudes. You're here with 12 other dudes. All eyes on you.
Yep.
They're not here to watch anybody other than the guys who are wearing our uniforms. They've been coming through for years. They'll come through again this year. You come to Kentucky, you're going to have your guarantee. Hey, you might not be good enough to ever play in the NBA. I think you are, but you might not be. But here's the thing. If you are, you'll get there because you won't be a secret to nobody. All eyes will be on you because of our pro day. At Duke, you can say the same thing. If you're Penny Hardaway and you're recruiting against those and you don't have one, well, they can say, yeah, you know, Memphis doesn't have that. Like, is Memphis going to be able to get 30 NBA teams in the gym for a pro day? They don't even have a pro day. Now, I'm not saying this kind of stuff, like, actually matters as it pertains to will you be a lottery pick or not. Like, Damian Lillard never was a part of a pro day at Weber State.
Sure.
These NBA scouts are so good now, they'll find you wherever you're at. I'm just saying in recruiting, people use whatever they can against you. So when John Calipari says, come play in the SEC, Penny can't really counter that because he can't match it. The AAC is not the SEC.
Right.
But you try to match it wherever you can match it. And if all you got to do is create a pro day to match the pro day to make sure that can't be used against you, well, then that in and of itself is reason enough to do it. Why do you do it? If for no other reason, you do it so that Kentucky can't say, we got this thing that Memphis doesn't have. So that Duke can't say, we got this thing that Memphis doesn't have. Remember, I was at UCLA a long time ago. Ben Hallam was still the coach there. And I'm not sure what they do now there, but at the time, they practiced inside Pauley Pavilion. Like, it was their facility, and if they wanted to get on the floor, they could get on the floor. They're not the only UCLA sports team that uses it, but they had priority. If they wanted on the floor, they get on the floor.
Okay.
And I'm talking to Ben, and he said, yeah, and we've got a brand new, you know, however many million-dollar practice facility that'll be, you know, completed in 4 months, something like that. And I said, really, like, do you have a practice facility now? He's like, yeah. He said, we got a new one going up. And I was like, but I was just here at practice. You practice here. Do you even? He's like, we don't really use it that much. So you don't use your practice facility that much, but you're building a new one. He said, right. And I said, why? He said, because USC's got a brand new one. I can't have LA kids going to USC and seeing their awesome practice facility and then coming here and seeing something that's dated,
yep,
that's less than that. It doesn't even matter if we use it. We just have to have it so they can't use it against us. So they can't say, UCLA doesn't have this thing that we have. We got to be able to say we got everything they got. So if they got a brand new practice facility, we need a brand new practice facility. This is the same thing. You can't have, when you are recruiting heads up with Kentucky, Duke, and other programs like that, you can't have them in a position to say, we are going to be able to put you on a stage in the preseason in front of representatives from every NBA franchise, and that is not something that will be available to you at the University of Memphis. I do not think that would actually be the thing that flips a guy from Memphis to Kentucky or Memphis to Duke, but it is a thing. It's something they would use.
Yep.
And if all you got to do is schedule one to make sure that's something somebody can't use against you, then it's worth doing. It's worth doing for other reasons, but if for no other reason, it's worth doing for that. Talk more about this with Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock and Jonathan Givony at 5:25. When we come back, Ian Rappaport is the NFL insider for the NFL Network. What is the latest on the Ezekiel Elliott situation? I'll ask him next.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/30/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
When you need a money order, where do you go? The post office? A bank? Why pay for money orders when Advance Financial has free money orders? That's right, free money orders. Any number, any amount. At Advance Financial, free money orders means you only pay for the amount of the money order. No more. No gimmicks. Advance Financial has free, unlimited money orders even if you don't use our other services. Visit one of our 24/7 locations today. Advance Financial, welcome. Are you tired of standing in line to pay your bills? Advance Financial offers free bill pay. You can pay your gas, electric, water, cable, phone, or any other bill at Advance Financial, and we won't charge you a penny. And because Advance Financial is always open, you can pay your bills on your time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit one of our 24/7 locations for free bill pay today. Advance Financial, welcome.
So Laura had a home out in East Memphis. She wanted to sell it. So to do that, she did exactly what I've been telling you to do for years now. She got in touch with Josh Hysall. Josh went to work, got 19 showings in just a matter of days. He sold that home for the full asking price. How did he do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, he's effective, he understands how to expose your home to the most buyers by using the best marketing strategy. He understands how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh Hysall simply helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. So you guys got to sit down. Then you're going to agree on a price. And when you do that, Josh is going to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh Hysall will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Hysall doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He's got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall, 461-8147, 461-8147. On the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect. But you could save yourself hundreds with GEICO Online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Round here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When is a calculator more than a calculator? When it takes me from solving math problems
to exploring the universe.
Staples is your back-to-school destination. Find all the supplies and inspiration you need. Come in store this week for great deals under $1. Right now, Staples One Subject Notebooks are just 25 cents each, and Staples Composition Books, two pocket poly folders, and 24-pack Crayola crayons are just 50 cents each. Staples, back to school and beyond. In store only, ends 8/31/19. Limit 30 on notebooks, folders, and crayons while supplies last.
The FedEx Employees Credit Association specializes in providing financial solutions for FedEx employees and their families. Join today and take advantage of this great opportunity to serve all of your financial needs. Please visit FECCA.com for more information.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Scheduled to be released soon, an excerpt published today in which Jim Harbaugh said it's hard to beat the cheaters in the SEC. Is that a reasonable thing to say or just excuse making? We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock, Jonathan Gavone at 5:25. But right now, Ian Rappaport is an NFL Network insider. You can follow him on Twitter at Rapsheet, host of the Rapsheet and Friends podcast. You can find that anywhere you find podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. Bennett, please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
And we will get to football stuff in a second, but first things first, most important things first.
I know. I was watching.
Your thoughts on the surging New York Mets.
Last night was a good game anyway.
Right.
Like just a well-played, good baseball game. And they kind of go down and head in ninth. I'm like, okay. But as soon as the kind of momentum starts, you can just feel it, you know? Like it has been unbelievable to watch, and I'm so selfish with my fandom. All I really want every year is for them to be relevant in August, so when I do my training camp tour, I can watch on my iPad, which is what I do. And this is more than I ever expected. And I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. Like, I have no idea. A lot has to happen still. But holy cow, like, I like this team.
Oh, no. I mean, you and I, we have a similar approach, right? Like, I don't sit there every season because it'd be futile and say, you know, I hope this is the year the Mets win the World Series. I just go, hey, man, I want to, as deep into the summer as possible, stay interested in the season. Like, can we be playing meaningful games in Citi Field deep into August, into September? The idea that this season has turned around the way it has, and they actually are, has been, yeah, fun. Like, I had a great time last night just sitting with my kids watching a Mets baseball game. So I knew you were enjoying it as well. I wanted to pick your brain on that. Let's get to football stuff. I guess the news of the day, Patrick Chung indicted on a possession of cocaine charge. How serious is this for – it's a felony. It's serious for him. How do you expect New England to handle this situation?
Well, it's interesting. It is serious. They actually just put out a statement on it. Basically, it was his house. They're responding to a call to his house and searched and found, I guess, enough cocaine to charge him with a felony. So he's going to be indicted. That's going to be this week. And, you know, it's what's going to happen now is it's going to play out in the legal process. And, you know, I would say 10 years ago, players would just play until they got arrested. And we've seen some. I mean, there's, you know, Michael Kendricks for the Seahawks is playing while he awaits sentencing on, you know, federal charges of insider trading. So it's not unprecedented. If he gets convicted, I mean, he's going to jail, but he'll also get suspended at least 4 games by the NFL, Chung will. But, you know, you do wonder what the Patriots are going to do. If they believe he's guilty, are they going to just cut him and say, all right, we're moving on? I mean, that's really the big question here is, do the Patriots move on from him?
Talking to Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network. Meantime, Antonio Brown is back in Raiders camp, seems to be practicing, feet mostly okay. Is this helmet thing over? Did he find a helmet and we're done with this? Or are we going to be, you know, looking up on Monday talking about Antonio Brown hates his helmet again?
At the very least, we're going to be looking up on Friday because from what I understand, he's got his hearing on Friday, another grievance he filed just to be able to wear the helmet, arguing that everyone else in the NFL got a year's notice for when their helmets are phased out. You know, basically, you got to wear it for a year. He claims he didn't. You know, now, the problem is he did. I mean, the NFL notified all players, everything about helmets. So he's kind of hoping he gets to wear his. It doesn't sound like he will, but, you know, it's going to be a grievance. It's going to be a hearing, and, you know, we should find out fairly soon. And then when he loses that, it's either take it to federal court, which, you know, the chances are very slim of him winning, or he just moves on. So my guess is by Friday we'll hear the end of this, but I've thought that way before, and we've gotten crazy things, so I'm going to stay tuned on this one.
Obviously, John Gruden has publicly supported him because he's his coach. What else is he going to do? Is there anybody around the league who doesn't think this is just bananas?
I haven't talked to them. You know, and that's one weird thing about this. I mean, this is not, you know, the NFLPA versus the NFL. This is not the players versus the owners. Because the NFLPA and the NFL are on the same page as far as helmets go. They want it to be as safe as possible. The PA and the NFL literally work together on this. They've come out with these helmets that are, you know, certified and all that. I mean, so everyone wants players to be as safe as humanly possible in a very dangerous game, except for Antonio Brown. That's why this is so interesting, because this is not, you know, the union fighting with him. This is AB and his lawyer fighting because he specifically wants it, and he wants something different from everything else.
Talking to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network insider. You can follow him on Twitter, @RapSheet. Ezekiel Elliott still holding out. Doesn't seem to be any real progress in that negotiation. And it has sort of, I don't want to say gotten publicly ugly, but, you know, they've at least, you know, Jerry Jones makes a joke. That was clearly a joke, but the agent then pops off a little bit. How is this thing going to get resolved?
No, it's going to get resolved by, I mean, I believe it will get resolved, but it'll be, you know, resolved by the deadline, which is the start of the season. And that's why, you know, you see reports the Cowboys offered him the second highest paid running. Well, you know, I've known that. It's not like, you know, they're not there. They're not where they need to be yet. They need to be at Gurley plus, and they're not. And so there's not much reason to sort of negotiate until you get there. And Cowboys know what the deadline is. They know when a deal's got to be done. Not much matters now. It's not like he needs training camp. So they kind of just haven't got it right yet, but there is plenty of time to get this thing right and to do a deal.
What happens if Tony Pollard comes out in week 1, and I know he's not Zeke. I mean, I've watched him play a million times here in Memphis. He is not Ezekiel Elliott. But what if he's good and the Cowboys just decide, we'll just wait this thing out? What does Ezekiel Elliott do then? Like, does he have any real leverage other than, I immediately make your football team better than it otherwise would be?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, I'm not sure we're really going to get to week 1 where he's not playing. That would be sort of a dramatic development if you get there and he's just not playing. I mean, I guess anything is possible, but I'd be very surprised if we were there. That said, you know, I think Tony Pollard's good. I think he's going to be really good. The Cowboys like him a lot. He is going to be a fantastic backup to Ezekiel Elliott. And, you know, even if he comes out and is great, even if the Cowboys win 60-0, it doesn't change the fact that this offense is better when Ezekiel Elliott is behind center, behind the quarterback, and he's the whole thing that makes it go. And I'm not sure about running. I'm talking about his physicality, pass blocking, the whole deal, the whole package, which is why I think this eventually gets done.
Talking to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network insider. He's on Twitter @RapSheet, also host of the Rap Sheep and Friends podcast. You can find that anywhere you find podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. Are people worried about Andrew Luck?
They are not worried.
Right.
You know, like they are not like, oh yeah, this will be fine. You know, like it's definitely real. Whatever it is, it's definitely real. And I think, you know, everyone's sort of holding their breath and not wanting to jump to conclusions and kind of waiting and seeing and all those things. But no one has confidently told me, yeah, Luck will be fine. Yeah, Luck will be good. Don't worry. You know, so no one has said that. It's possible that he'll be good. It's possible that he'll miss a week or a couple, but they're not there yet. And so I have not yet heard the resolution, but I've had no one say to me, yeah, man, this will be fine. Don't even worry about it, which is what, you know, the only two kinds of injuries that matter right now are, is he going to be ready for the opener or not? And no one has said, yeah, he's good. He'll be fine.
That's interesting. I'm wrapping up here with Ian Rappaport, NFL Network Insider on Twitter, at Rapsheet. Last thing before I let you go, I guess the story is over for now until Daniel Jones does something or Baker Mayfield doesn't do something. But what did you make of the Baker Mayfield quote in GQ that leads to this, you know, it became a talk radio story, if nothing else, where Baker Mayfield said about Daniel Jones, I cannot believe the Giants took him. It blew my mind. What did you make of all of this, and what does it mean for Baker going forward?
It means that everything Baker says is going to be like this.
Right.
You know, he is young. He's brash. He doesn't talk like a CEO. He doesn't talk like, you know, Peyton Manning did. So, you know, this is going to happen. He's going to say things people are going to say, oh, my God, I can't believe that. He's going to have to walk it back or say, you know, screw it. That's what I said. I mean, that's going to be his reality. The other part of this is he's also right because, you know, you look at the draft coverage, and I was there, when Daniel Jones went, I mean, I really think, you know, there's probably a handful of people who are as well-versed in the draft thing as I was. I knew a lot. And even I was like, wow. You know, I knew the Giants were interested, but at six, even I was like, wow. And you know, I don't think it's crazy for Baker to say I didn't expect that. You know, did Daniel Jones expect it? So I don't know. Probably not would be my guess. So, I mean, it was interesting. It was noteworthy because it indicates what's going to happen with Baker, but it was also probably true.
It is Ian Rappaport, NFL Network Insider. You can follow on Twitter at Rapsheet. He's also the host of the Rapsheet and Friends podcast. You can find that where you find podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. Ian, I know how busy you are. I appreciate you being here, and let's go Mets.
Yeah, let's go, Mets. Thanks, man. Take care.
I'll see you, buddy. That's Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network. Like me, a lifelong New York Mets sufferer who was having a good time with the way the season has taken a positive turn. On the Baker Mayfield, Daniel Jones stuff, we've talked about it, I think, multiple days this week. And the point Ian made there is a point I made the day that all of this became a controversy. He ain't wrong. Like, Baker Mayfield didn't say anything that literally millions of people watching the draft,
right,
who follow the draft, didn't think or say when that happened. How many people go, if there's a way to do this, and I suspect that there is, go find Twitter from the first night of the NFL draft when the New York Giants select Daniel Jones, quarterback from, go look at how many people said, I can't believe this.
Right.
This blows my mind. I mean, that was the most obvious reaction to that surprising thing for a variety of reasons. Almost nobody had him going that high. Most people, unless you really follow the NFL draft, like if you just follow college football, but not really the NFL draft, like you don't even know Daniel Jones, maybe. Like he's not like a household name,
no,
like some of these other quarterbacks. So it's like, who? That high? Had a losing record at Duke? Couldn't complete 60% of his pass? What? What Baker Mayfield said is actually the right reaction to the Giants selecting Daniel Jones. Like, you can argue this from a whole different angles. What Baker Mayfield said is an accurate reaction to the Giants doing what they did on draft night. That said, it is also probably something Baker Mayfield should not say to a reporter. And if he didn't know it then, he clearly knows it now. And that's why, and I thought this did show a certain level of maturity. You know, when Baker came back the next day. So I guess this comes out on Tuesday. On Wednesday, yesterday, he acknowledges he reached out to Daniel Jones, wanted to clear the air. Hopefully they're all good. But one of the things Baker said was, you know, I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm going to speak my mind. I think this, though, he didn't say this exactly, but, like, certainly it was implied. With this, yeah, it's really what I think. I can't believe they took Daniel Jones. But I don't think that reflects well on me to say that about another young quarterback. And the idea that he could, you know, with 24 hours to think about it, admit in his own way, I shouldn't have said that. And the reason I reached out to Daniel Jones is because I didn't like that way. I didn't like the way it came across. I didn't like the way it reflected on me. I think does show a certain level of maturity. I'm not telling you Baker Mayfield's not going to say something again tomorrow that he'll regret saying. I'm just saying when somebody has the ability to come back a day later or a week later in sports or any aspect of life and say, you know what? I probably shouldn't have said that. You know what? I probably shouldn't have done that. That's not easy for everybody to do. Not everybody does that. You probably got friends like that. I got friends like that.
Sure.
Some people have wives like that. Some people have husbands like that. Like, they cannot ever just say, you know, I shouldn't have done that. You know, I shouldn't have said that. Like, some people actually do not possess that ability to come back and say, you know what? Even if I'm right, I shouldn't have said that. So for Baker Mayfield to be able to come back and say, essentially, even if it is what I think, I shouldn't have said it because I don't like the way it reflects on me, I thought showed a certain level of maturity. I think he knows now he shouldn't have said it. And he's exactly right. For those reasons, but also these. Nothing good comes of it. It's not like, and I said this the other day, it's not like that's a unique opinion. To say, I can't believe Daniel Jones was selected with the sixth pick in the draft. Everybody said that. Everybody on radio, everybody in television. Like, it's a completely, you get nowhere. You advance the conversation in no way. It's not like you have this strong opinion that runs counter to public opinion, and so if you're right, you'll look like a genius. If you're just repeating something that's already been said a million times, if you're right, you'll just sound like everybody else. What does it matter? So you gain nothing by saying Daniel Jones stinks. Everybody thinks he stinks, or at least thinks he's unworthy of being picked where he was picked. You gain nothing by pointing that out. But you do risk a lot. We talked about this the other day. If Daniel Jones is good, Baker Mayfield looks silly for saying that. Everybody else will too, but he'll be the face of it.
Right.
And more to the point, if Baker Mayfield's not good. So there's like three ways where this backfires on Baker Mayfield. Daniel Jones is good. Baker Mayfield is not good. Or number three, Daniel Jones is better than Baker Mayfield. Because you let Daniel Jones be better than Baker Mayfield. You let Daniel Jones one day when the Giants play the Browns outperform Baker Mayfield. How many times are you going to see a tweet, I can't believe the Browns took Baker Mayfield. Blew my mind. It'll be a meme. So you set yourself up for all of these things. You have to now be great. You have to have him not be great. And you have to make sure you're better than him. Because if any part of that doesn't become a reality, then you hear about that comment for the rest of your career to some degree. You gain nothing by saying it. You risk all those things by saying it. So it was a silly thing to say publicly if you're him, even if it's a perfectly reasonable reaction to the Giants taking Daniel Jones sixth in the draft. We come back. Jim Harbaugh is quoted in a new book saying it's hard to beat the cheaters in the SEC. Needless to say, that
gotta sell books, man.
That was perfect material for the Paul Feinbaum show today. We'll get into that next.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jason and John from 92.9 FM ESPN. Join us as we host the 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament at the Rec Room at 6:30 on Friday, August 23rd. We're going to have lots of beer specials and food, and you're going to get a chance to watch Jason run the Smash Mouth offense.
That's right. I'm coming out of retirement, the number 24 seed in the tournament.
tournament, and do not underestimate me. I plan to advance to the finals, as a matter of fact.
Come party with us on Friday at the Rec Room. The Madden tournament is Friday at 6:30.
Come on out
with us at 92.9 FM ESPN.
So it's Jeff Calkins here for Cooper Systems. For the longest time, my former employer wouldn't let me do endorsements, so I couldn't tell you that I'm a Cooper Systems customer myself. True story. When my laptop got all tangled up with viruses, I went to Cooper Systems. When I needed a reasonably priced laptop for my sons, Cooper Systems. And why not? For more than 30 years, Cooper Systems has been serving the computer needs of Memphians. Got networking challenges? Cooper Systems can plan, design, install, and maintain your network. Need help with data recovery? Cooper Systems experts can handle that. Crack screen? No problem. Oh, and if you're in the market to buy a computer, Cooper Systems prices are typically half the price of big box stores. They've got big name brands like Apple, Dell, Hewlett-Packard, Toshiba, Lenovo, and more. And if you're a gamer or know someone who is, like my sons, Cooper is the best in the city at building and customizing a complete gaming system to fit your needs within your budget. So call Lee and Lauren Cooper at 360-9679. That's 360-9679. Or just stop in and visit them in the Mount Moriah office park.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at 5 different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Ah, 'tis the season.
Festival season?
Nope.
Back to school season?
Not that either.
Football season?
Well, yes, but no. It's car buying season at Nissan's Bottom Line Model Year-End Sales Event. Your last chance to save on the last of the 2019 Nissans, like Altima with the world's first VC turbo engine, and the best-selling Rogue with available Safety Shield 360 technologies. Hurry in now and save up to $10,767 on the 2019 Nissan Titan XD. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store today. Car buying season ends soon. Nissan, innovation that excites. For well-qualified buyers, world's first production variable compression turbo engine launched by Nissan in 2018. 2019 Titan XD. Total savings consists of $5,000 cash back, $2,267 Titan XD chrome package savings, $1,000 red tag savings, and up to $2,500 bonus cash on select trims. Must finance through NMAC. Take delivery from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details and safety information. Offers end 9/3/19.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Enjoy the beauty of nature with today's Perks deal. Discounted annual memberships to the Memphis Botanic Garden. Make the most of free admission for 2 adults and children 18 or younger for a full year for only $40. Get your deal today at getmyperks.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross. She seen it made me always feel like a boss. She said I'm in the wrong hole, I said I'm lost. She said I'm going too fast, I'm exhausted. Now drop to your
knees. Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant actually serving World Championship barbecue, and that is Memphis Barbecue Company. It's on the web, memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. Melissa Cookston's the owner. She's won 8 world championships, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's got a Wikipedia page. Go look it up if you don't believe me. First woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth a pilgrimage. Obviously, I'm an endorser. That's what we're doing here. But hand to heart. I was a customer long before I was an endorser. It really is terrific. If you've been there, you know. If you haven't been there, need to drop by. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove. It's just off the Goodman Road exit, off of 55 South if you're coming from Memphis. So it's an easy drive. 55 South Goodman Road. You're going to get off, take a right. You can see it from the interstate. Memphis Barbecue Company. The ribs are cooked multiple times a day to give you that fresh from the cooker quality. And when you order a pulled pork sandwich, that pork is hand-pulled right then, not a moment earlier. Now, is that the most efficient way to run a kitchen? No. The most efficient way would be to have all these pulled pork sandwiches ready to go. When the tickets come in, move them out. But that's not the way to ensure the best quality of that sandwich. So that's not the way they're going to do it at Memphis Barbecue Company. They've got a freezer. They keep ice cream in it. Nothing else. Everything else fresh, fresh, fresh. That's at Memphis Barbecue Company. 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate, that Goodman Road exit, right when you cross the state line. They're on the web. Go check it out. MemphisBBQCO.com. Jeff Calkins is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. Jonathan Givony from ESPN at 525 talking about Memphis's pro day. But right now, I got four stories that I would like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 444. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 444. Story number one.
So there's a new book coming out called Overtime, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads of College Football. Forbes reviewed a copy of the book. They posted an excerpt earlier today, and one of the quotes from Jim Harbaugh while talking about the SEC is, quote, "It's hard to beat the cheaters." In other words, he is, while explaining maybe why he hasn't broken through, made a college football playoff yet, won a national championship yet, one of the explanations, according to him, excuses, according to others, would be that it's hard to beat the cheaters, the implication there being that in the SEC they're cheating like crazy, and it's hard to beat the cheaters. Bennett, you okay with this or no?
I mean, I would just say to Jim Harbaugh, like, if that's such a big problem, then maybe you should cheat too.
Well, that's certainly the one way to beat cheaters is to cheat similarly. I mean, better.
Hey, if that's how they're winning games and you need to win games, like,
Here's what I would say.
What are you going to do?
Here's what I would say. Is that when you have done a good but not great job at Michigan, good, very good, but not great, and had it handed to you over and over again by Urban Meyer, so much so that there's a tremendous amount of pressure on you to finally break through this year now that Urban Meyer's not around anymore.
Right.
Anytime you start trying to explain why you haven't been better than you have by making excuses, even if they are in your head explanations, just comes off poorly. Secondly, I got no respect for people who do this. If you think people are cheating in the SEC or you know people are cheating in the SEC, give us names, tell us stories. Don't just use that.
Generalize the whole conference.
Yeah, well, they're really good because they cheat. Who cheats?
Right.
And how? I used to get mad about this when I was the Memphis beat writer because obviously everybody thought John Calipari was cheating.
Sure.
And I'm not naive, but I would get it all the time from people. Oh, you know he's cheating. And I'd say, really, you know he's cheating? Tell me what he does. Tell me what he did. With who? How did it happen? I'll go investigate it.
Right.
I'm not above doing that. I, in some ways, propelled my career by doing exactly that. But this whole just vague, you know he's cheating stuff. You know they're cheating stuff. Nah, that's not fair. Like, if you have a story, tell it. If you don't, sounds like you're just making excuses to me. I run into this sometimes with assistant basketball coaches when they miss out on a recruit. They don't want to ever just say, I got beat. Or the guy worked harder than me. And I guess that's human nature. People don't like to admit they're not as good at their job maybe as somebody else is at theirs. So, well, you know what they did to get him. What? What did they do? Tell me. Well, you know. I heard. Well, what? No. It sounds like you're making an excuse for getting beat. Like, why can't you just say maybe, just maybe? And again, I'm not naive. Sometimes you do get beat because the other person was cheating. But why is it so hard for people to say, maybe that guy outworked me? Maybe that guy's just more effective than me. Maybe ultimately the kid just wanted to be there more than he wanted to be here. People have a hard time with that. So the thing that they go to more often than anything else is, well, the other guy was cheating. And to then lump, and this is what Harbaugh did, an entire conference under that umbrella, just seems like you're making an excuse. In his mind, I'm sure it's an explanation, but it sounds to everybody but Michigan fans like an excuse. And I want to be clear. I'm not telling you the SEC football programs don't cheat. I assume that they do. But when you are trying to rationalize your own underachieving by saying, what do you want me to do? Those guys are cheating and I'm not. It comes off as sanctimonious. It comes off as your excuse making. I don't think Jim Harbaugh is going to walk this back. He tends to speak his mind and stand firm no matter what. But there is nobody outside of Michigan fans who look at that quote and interpret it as anything other than a guy making excuses for the fact that he hasn't done what he probably thought, and Michigan fans likely thought, he was going to do when he got the job.
Story number two.
I told you yesterday, the Astros and Tigers were playing down in Houston. Justin Verlander was on the mound for Houston, and that Houston was minus 500 to minus 550 on the money line to win the game, which meant that if the Tigers were to win, it would be one of the biggest upsets from a gambling perspective in the history of Major League Baseball. And what do you know? The Tigers went out and won the game 2-1. According to ESPN, it is at the very least the biggest upset from a gambling money line perspective in Major League Baseball in at least 15 years, but likely longer. There's only so much data available to research this to this degree, but what you watched last night, if you watched that game, is one of the biggest upsets in Major League Baseball history. Now, these things don't register like they do in college football. Like right now, if we were to do a list of the five biggest upsets in college football history, you'd probably remember some of those games.
Yeah, yeah.
Five biggest upsets in college basketball history. You'd probably remember some of those games. In baseball, it's just one of 162. The Astros are still going to playoffs. The Tigers still aren't. So it doesn't really matter. But it still is something that happened. Yeah. So shouts to Detroit. 2-1 upset of the Houston Astros.
Story number three.
Kemba Walker scored 23 points, and Miles Turner added 15 early today to lead Team USA to a 102-86 win over Australia in Melbourne, Australia. They played it in a stadium that normally hosts soccer matches, cricket matches, Australian rules football matches. Mm-hmm. So there were 51,218 people.
Really?
It's the largest crowd ever to watch a basketball game in Australia. It was like a Final Four crowd for what was essentially a warm-up game for the FIBA World Cup. So who knows what this means going forward. There are still real questions about this United States team, but winning 102-86 is better than losing 102-86, so shouts to Kimba.
Story number four.
I told you, Ramona Shelburne just launched this new podcast. It's a 30 for 30 podcast called The Sterling Affairs. And Ramona, of course, is the prominent ESPN reporter who covers the NBA. You see her on The Jump on afternoons on ESPN a lot as well. And, you know, I'm now getting up early and driving to Memphis. I'm taking my oldest son to school most mornings. And so I've got like a lot of time in the car before local radio starts. I don't really listen that much to national radio, although I do enjoy The First Things First. That is, you know, it's a television show, but they also play it on Fox Sports Radio morning. And that's like Nick Wright and Chris Carter.
They're good.
I've talked about this before. Of the quote-unquote debate shows, like that's not the most watched one. I do think that's the best one in terms of like I think both guys are pretty sensible. Chris Carter's very good on a lot of different subjects, not just football. And Nick Wright, I think, is one of the best talkers about sports that there is in television and before that, radio. So I listen to that show a lot, but I'd seen people tweet about this new podcast on Donald Sterling. And I was like, you know, is that that interesting? I remember the downfall. And I said, but I'll give it a shot. It's tremendous.
What's so good about it?
Well, first off,
I've heard multiple people say this.
First off, I didn't. You don't know the entire Donald Sterling backstory. Like, he grew up poor, changed his name, been married to the woman that he went to high school with, and yet still had all of these affairs. They just sort of had an understanding. One of the things you don't realize, I didn't know this part of the story. You know, Dr. Jerry Buss was the owner of the Lakers, the star. Like, so in L.A., you've got Donald Sterling, worst owner in the NBA, mm-hmm. Jerry Buss, best owner in the NBA, yep. And they're right there. One's a star and one's like a joke. Do you know that Jerry Buss could not have bought the Lakers if not for Donald Sterling giving him the money to do it?
Really?
The only reason Jerry Buss owned the Lakers is because Donald Sterling gave him the money to do it. At the last minute, Buss had a deal together.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.